I think it's a great game. I think it's a great fixture for the fans. When you look at that first fixture, I think it's a fantastic attraction to go and play at Portsmouth. So, and with the two clubs being so close together, then I think it's a great fixture for us.
And what about for you personally? Because it is going to be a smashing day for you to be able to go back there as a manager of a Football League club, isn't it?
Well, I think there's one or two of the staff now that you know, have worked at Portsmouth. So from a staff point of view, and obviously it makes for a, you know, sort of extra added bit of, whether you call it spice or sort of certainly, you know, because you've been involved with the two clubs, it makes for extra special sort of day. But when it comes down to it, the result is the most important thing from our point of view, and those sentiments have to go out the window.
And what about the fixtures then? Is it the same with that? I mean, the fans and the media, we love looking at it, looking at little periods in the fixtures, looking at the Christmas fixtures, looking how you're going to end. As a manager, do you do the same, or do you think, well, we're going to have to play them all twice, it doesn't matter when?
Well, I think you possibly, as a manager, look at it a little bit more structured, or certainly more in terms of you try and take the emotion out of it from that point of view. But, you know, you look at the beginning, the fixtures, when you look at the likes of Swindon and Yeovil, you know, again, in close proximity, the away games, and, you know, Sheffield United. So we've got a tough start, but you do have to play them at some stage during the season. I think you look at around the Christmas period geographically, because I think the travelling you have to take the travelling into consideration when it comes like that. You have to plan with regards to the travelling as well. So we look at the away fixtures and the accommodation. So you look at all sorts of different aspects of when the fixtures come out, and making sure that you're prepared as best you possibly can when those dates come around.
When you look at the division, having lost Huddersfield, Charlton, of course, and Sheffield Wednesday, and seeing what you've brought, what's come down to it, do you think it gives you a better chance this season? Do you think you've actually gained in that way? Because, you know, we look at it like that. How strong is a division?
On paper, I would agree with you, on paper. But football matches aren't won on paper. And I think an example would be, and that sort of springs to mind straight away, would probably be the Dutch team. You know, on paper in that group, and probably over the whole competition, you would say that the Dutch team would be, and have been, one of the favourites, but it's actually producing it out there on the grass, and getting the results, and making sure you do your job.
Also, it does bring into focus pre-season. The season starts with the Carling Cup, the Capital One Cup, of course, before the season starts. Then you've got this strong start to the season away at Pompey. So pre-season matters more than most people think, doesn't it?
I think pre-season has a massive part to play. I think that the first 31 days we've got 8 games in, and it goes beyond that into sort of 49 days, 11 games, etc. So, you know, the fixtures come thick and fast early on. So you don't get any opportunity then really to do too much work with the team. It's sort of a lot of preparation, maybe a day, and looking at the opposition with regards to what they've got. Then you're looking at recovery, the next sort of phase. Then you're into another game. So your work pre-season is vital. That sets the tone really in terms of your play, how you want to play, your set plays. Sort of going through all that detail, and the fact that you know, you're actually bringing the start of the season really forward another 3 or 4 days because of that Capital Cup game, that, you know, you have to sort of again look into the detail of your fixtures pre-season, and making sure that, you know, you're as ready as you possibly can. The thing is, and we've always said that, you know, you cannot replicate the competitiveness and the level of intensity that goes up from playing whether it be a Reading, a Bristol City, a Cardiff, you know, even though they're good clubs, and they're clubs that are playing in a higher level than you at this moment in time, it still doesn't replicate the intensity and the competitiveness of the league and cup games that you'll start with.